Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I hope you're at peace today in the Lord in the midst of this ongoing trial that we're experiencing together. I keep thinking of St. Paul saying how much he learned. He said, I learned in my life how to be abased and how to abound, how to have much, how to have little. Paul's life was really, really, when you read what he lived through and the trials and difficulties and the opposition and the struggle that he had to face, it's kind of overwhelming to think about it. But he stands and he says to us so clearly, he said, I learned through all the trials, you know, many sleepless nights, shipwrecks, being stoned, being whipped, being imprisoned, being rejected, you know, one thing after another he experienced, you know, having resource and then having them all taken away. I said, I really have learned the secret. He said, the secret of knowing how in any and every circumstance, I've come to see that I really do have enough. I know what life is like when I'm abounding and all the dreams are happening, you know, and I've got all the resources that I need and I'm hitting home runs on every, you know, at every turn. But I also know when everything has been taken away and I'm living in tremendous hardship, I've come, Paul says, I've really come to experience something that in him who is the source of my strength, I have strength for everything. I have strength for every circumstance. And I actually learned that I can be thankful and grateful for whatever circumstance I'm in, because no matter what people intend for me, how much evil, you know, the devil might have intended for me, or even people in this life might have for me, or what a circumstance might be intended to bring about in my life, I don't worry about it anymore. I'd rather not have it. I'm not sort of asking for it. What I am, though, is I'm never surprised at it when it comes to me, the difficulty and the trial, because I know my master, who I totally trust, who loves me with all his heart and will never let me go. He told me in this world I'm going to have trials. And I shouldn't be surprised. I shouldn't be surprised if sometimes I'm blessed in every way that I consider things a blessing, or when it all seems to be taken away. When people acknowledge me for the good I've done, or when people speak against me. It doesn't matter. I have strength because I'm in his hands. In every one of these circumstances, I can grow. In every one of these circumstances, I can become more like him. He's given me the Holy Spirit, and Jesus has the end game in mind. He's always thinking about eternal life, the eternal destiny that we have. He's preparing us to meet the Father at all costs. And so he can use every circumstance I experience to transform me, to draw me closer to him. And the more desperate my situation, the more I need, if I turn to him, the more he's going to give to me. He's going to give me really what I need most. And that's more of him. That's more of a knowledge of him, an experience of him, the awareness of who he is and who I am in relationship to him. And that's really what the readings, friends, we've been going through this week from the Gospel of John. I'm a little behind the daily readings, but we're going to just keep working our way through John 14, John 15, because it's loaded with gold. And I think you'd be hard pressed to find better scriptures to console us and to teach us and lead us than what we're given right here in Jesus's Last Supper discourse with the apostles. Because if we hear the words of Jesus and we internalize them, they're filled with his promises. He's giving us his word. And that word has power if we say yes to it. And I'd say one of the things we're doing here among friends, you know, we're trying to keep encouraging one another in these difficult times. And some of the young guys that have been mentoring and just walking in the Lord with here, we've been, this about a year and a half ago, we grabbed hold of a short little book by Father Henry Nouwen. I think it's called The Secrets of the Heart. Something about, I forgot the exact title, but it was talking about what we need to do to be more fruitfully living in the Lord. And he's saying many leaders in the church, many people are running on their own energy, running on their own resources, are not yielded to God. They're not abiding in the Lord. And as a result, they're not bearing fruit. Remember what Jesus said? We'll hear in John 15, probably tomorrow. He said, you know, abide in me. Like, you can live in me through the Spirit. Pay attention to me. Talk to me. Live with me. Lean into my promises. That kind of thing. And he said, if you do that, you're going to bear fruit. Your life will bear fruit. But if you don't, and you're living just from your better ideas and your own energy, you're going to start burning out. You're going to start being filled with anxiety and anger and bitterness and frustration. And then the work you're doing isn't going to bear fruit, especially in ministering the life of the church. But in the book, he could call us to say, what we need to do is to find solitude. Come away. Because we have to, each day, finding a place of solitude so that we can have silence. And we can actually silence the noise in our head, the noise in the heart, and we can begin to hear God. And we come to discover He's living in us. We know this because Scripture tells us this, but is that really what we experience? Jesus said, I'm going to send you a counselor. He's going to teach you all things, we're going to hear today. So let's go on. Jesus said, this is verse 23, John 14, 23. If a man loves me, he'll keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will make our home in him. This is the most precious thing in your life, if you're baptized into Christ. Nothing compares. Now, because we're material beings, we live in the world, we live in, you know, a consumerist, big market, intense, fast-paced life where money, power, influence are honored. And every day, the world finds easier and easier ways to get us to be, you know, to be reaching out for more stuff and filling our life with more stuff. We can begin to, even as disciples, we can begin to evaluate what matters in a very defective way. I don't know how else to better say it at the moment. We don't value things properly. And before you know it, the energy of the world kind of works on our flesh. The enemy would say, ooh, yeah, I need that. I want to have that. I want to be important. I want to be recognized. I want to be honored. I want to live in the right neighborhood. I want to get as much big stuff as the world can give me. You know, just keep living in that. And it's okay for disciples to have stuff in this world. It's not my point. But my point is, the more you have, the more you pursue what you don't have, the more it preoccupies our mind. Our internal energies and the longings of our heart can become disordered. And the love of God, the desire to receive this amazing treasure and let that reality grow in us. What is this amazing treasure? That the Father is going to come to you. He's going to love you. And the Father and the Son and the Spirit are going to dwell in you as in a temple. This is the most precious thing. But we think all the external stuff is, you know, I've got a, you know, 30,000 square foot mansion, and I've got world-class art from around the world. And I've got the awards that I've achieved in this world. And I have all around me all the signs of the realities of what I've accomplished in my life. And it's so easy to get caught up in that. Yeah, there is some value in that, but it's nothing compared to the value of the reality that God has come and made his home in you. And he's saying, if you seek me, you'll find me. I want to talk to you. Lord says, I want to show you the kingdom. I want to show you what it means to be loved by God, to be a precious child of God. And as St. Francis and, you know, his brothers, I think I've mentioned this before on the program, would often say, and they would often preach about this, about the treasures of the kingdom are just so much greater than the treasures of all the kingdoms of the earth. And the this past week, I was thinking about the beautiful passage. Jesus talks about dimensions of the kingdom. He'll give examples of what the kingdom's like. And he's come to give you a kingdom. And he said, it's like a man who found a beautiful treasure, a great treasure in a field. And he took the treasure and he buried it. And then he took all the money that he had and he bought the field. He bought the field so he could possess the treasure. That's what it means to become a follower of Jesus, is to receive the treasure that's Christ himself and the relationship with God. And we said, Jesus said, if you want it, you can have it. But you got to give it all. You got to go buy it. But you gladly buy it because you see the treasure. I think too often in the church, you know, people have been sort of just in the church since they were, you know, infants, and you just inherit it. It can easily be the experience of a cultural Catholicism, which clearly the statistics show there's a whole lot of Catholics living a kind of cultural Catholicism. And what they've been told throughout their life is you got to buy the field, so to speak. Got to buy the field. You know, give everything, give it all. But they've never seen the treasure. I mean, really seen the treasure. So, you know, they're stingy in towards the bind that they're strung. I don't know if I want to buy the field. What's the point? It's not of what value add is there for me in my life to buy the field? It just seems a lot of dry burden. It gets in the way of, you know, it ruins my weekend. It gets in the way of what my life could be. And they're right. They're right if they've never seen the treasure. Here's the treasure, what Jesus is saying. The Father, the creator of all things, his eternally begotten Son, who laid down his life for you, who's now the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who's the, you know, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth, all of human history is in his hands. What does he want to do? He wants to come and dwell in you. The saints are our hope. Let me put it that way. God's our hope, but let me tell you what I mean here. The saints took him at his word. They took him at his word. He said, if you seek, you'll find. If you thirst, your thirst will be quenched. If you want it, you'll get it. Because I want you. And Jesus is saying, I want to give all of myself to you. And I want you to really, truly come into these things where you'll have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, fear of the Lord. You'll have these things coming out of your soul. And you know, if you're listening, you might have a kingdom of wealth, but you might be feeling, I'll give it all if I could just have peace in my soul. If I could know God, really know God. Well, you can, friend. You can really know God. It's God's idea that you can come to know him. And you don't have to earn it like, okay, have I met the mark in terms of, have I made the grade? Look, he's come to you while you were yet a sinner. While you were an enemy of God, he came to you to die for you, to deal with all that separated you so you could come and receive this astounding promise from Jesus that you'll know the love of the Father and the Father, Son, and Spirit will come and dwell in you as in a temple. That's what makes your life valuable. That's where the treasure is. And in this moment, Jesus says, come and abide with me. Come listen to me. We'll talk about that a little bit more in detail tomorrow, friends. God bless you. Have a great day. Let's walk in him.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.